What else are you doing today? Do you have anything else you need to do?
No, nothing interesting besides doing podcasts with you, my boss.
My boss? Is that an exaggeration? I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration to say I'm your boss.
Oh, okay, so what? Partner.
Partners, with partners.
Okay.
I think that's a good place to start, actually. So let's just jump right into it.
Okay, cool.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Essential Mooting Guide, the podcast. It's brought to you by the Moot Court Society of the Faculty of Law at Universitas Pajajaran. We are back for our third episode, and you know me, I'm your host, Travis Walio, the Chief Coordinator for all things International Moot Court Competition at our organization. And today I am joined by my partner, right, Kyle? My partner, the wonderful Miss Elizabeth Kalista. How are you doing, Kalista, today?
I'm good, actually. How are you, Travis?
I'm doing okay as you can be with all your classes and upcoming finals, but hopefully we'll get through this. But we're not here to talk about my finals, right?
Yes, I've got something more interesting to talk to, right?
More interesting to talk about. And that is our topic today, IMCC versus COVID-19.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be talking about a number of points. We're going to be talking about basically how the chief coordinators for IMCC at the Moot Court Society are handling the situation and how the situation is affecting the Moot community in general. We're going to be talking about how the teams are training. We're going to be talking about how we're conducting study groups and selections, and overall just what we're doing and what you guys should be doing as well, perhaps if you're considering to join our ranks as a future Mootie. Should we get right into it, Kalista?
Yes.
Before that, obviously, I'm not sure if everyone knows you. I think we've mentioned you a couple of times on the podcast, but perhaps you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, sure. So guys, hey, my name is Elizabeth Kalista, and as Travis previously mentioned, I'm his partner. Specifically, I'm the other vice coordinator of international moots besides Mr. Lazwardi Tariq in Moot Court Society of Universitas Pajajaran. And what else should I say, Travis?
Tell us a little bit about your moot career. You're a former mootie too, right? Like the rest of us. Tell us about your experiences.
So yeah, I'm 2 times former. My first moot was Asia Cup in 2019. And then Asia Cup in 2019. And then it was followed by the William Zevis Moot in 2020.
That was actually, you actually finished that very recently, right?
When did you finish that? Last month, actually.
And obviously that's not all, because not only are you a 2-time former Mootie, you're a 2-time decorated former Mootie. You had awards for both of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Achievements, let's say.
Achievements. So, my achievements from the Asia Cup, I got the 4th best oralist for respondent in Asia Cup 2019, where my co-agent, Ms. Naila Matulo, was actually the 1st best oralist for the respondent side in that mood.
Obviously, but 4th place is not to be taken lightly. It's like 100 other oralists, right?
Yeah, I guess.
But what about CIFIS? We know that you guys won something as well. Could you please share it for the audience?
For the CIFIS Moot, luckily, or not luckily,
fortunately,
actually.
Let's say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got Honorable Mention Award for Respondent Memorandum in VIS Moot. In VIS Virtual Moot, actually.
Well, it's the first virtual Moot we've had, but it's also the first time that Universitas Pajajaran has brought home an award from the CIFIS International Rounds. In quite a long time, at least in rememberable history. So no doubts, guys, that Kalista, even though she is my junior and the youngest partner on the international coordinator, chief coordinators, Kalista is more than capable and qualified to help you guys on
your
journey.
So nice of you, Travis,
today.
Saying this.
Yeah, usually I bully her a lot.
Yeah.
But she's a good partner. But again, we're not here to talk about ourselves. We are here to talk about COVID-19 and how it's affecting the Moon community and what we're doing to handle the situation. I think you're especially qualified to talk about this because you've done moots both conventionally as well as virtually, and you've also been helping me and Ardai with a lot of our adjustments. But first, let's talk about the general impact of COVID-19 on the moot community as a whole. We have an agenda for which moot courts we're taking this year. How has the coronavirus affected our agenda outside of only your Sifis moot?
Well, the COVID-19 pandemic really affects the international coordinator agendas for this year agenda specifically. Because of this pandemic, some moots were decided to modify their procedure of the competition. For example, the VIS is where the committee has decided to held it virtually last month. And for the IMLAM, International Maritime Law Arbitration moot, sorry guys, the IMLAM's oral round of the competition was also being cancelled by the committee, and so now the team is only competing for the memorial round. Am I right, Travis?
Yes, that is correct. They will also be participating in some practice rounds, as IMLAM likes to call it.
Oh yeah.
But they will not be graded, unlike you and your fancy award this year. But we're just grateful
Thank
that
you.
IMLAM still gets to participate in some form. But obviously, that's
Yes,
not the only two
but
moot courts we participate in, right?
yes, besides that, there's also Erlo. The Erlo moot was first moved from Beijing to Russia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, St.
And
Petersburg.
then it was postponed until November. Yes, and as a consequence of that, we've decided not to participate in the Erlo moot.
Yeah, that was actually
But
very
not all.
unfortunate.
Yeah, it's actually kind of sad, but yeah, I guess we just have to move on then. But besides that, there's also some moots that are being cancelled, sadly. For example,
Unfortunately as well.
the JESSUP 2020, the International Philip C. JESSUP moot. It kind of sad actually for our JESSUP team for not being able to go to the international round because the committee, the ILSA, has decided to cancel the oral round of the competition like 2 months before the actual competition were to be held.
Yeah, it was actually
And
supposed to be held last week, I think.
yeah, and like Vico have mentioned previously in the previous episode, it's like the first time since 15 years ago, I guess.
Something like that.
Where our team, Universitas Padjadjaran team, would proceed to Washington DC as a competitor. But not only JESSUP, there's also Asia Cup that being canceled.
Very sad, especially for you and me, I
Very sad.
think.
Yes, especially for you and me as the formers of Asia Cup.
It was first time. I think it's a very special move for
Yeah.
us.
Yeah,
Particularly,
no, the first mood are very memorable for me.
right.
So yeah, we're not having the Asia Cup team this year then. It's such a shame actually because Asia Cup is our favorite mood, I guess, for the UNPAD
In a
because we
way,
got
we
so
always bring
many achievements
home,
from that.
yeah, we always bring home something.
Yes.
But let's not brag too much on the podcast. We want to know more about what we're doing. But before we go into that, I think, like I said before, you're in a special place to kind of talk about the effects of the coronavirus, especially because you did Asia Cup conventionally. You went to Japan. Your proceedings were in front of real judges, but last month you also got to participate in the virtual proceedings, and you could experience a whole different form of the moot court competition. Could you tell us a little bit about first the virtual proceedings as a whole and experiencing the Sivis Moot East in on a laptop? What was that like? How was it going on, really?
Well, yeah, actually, the Civ's virtual mood went pretty good, I guess. And I have to say that it's a very memorable experience. And at first, well, I have to say this, that my team was a bit demotivated and disappointed because we got informed by the committee that the competition would be held virtually. But yeah,
Well, that
although
means
we
you wouldn't
didn't.
get to go to Hong Kong, though, right?
Yes, but yeah, although we didn't get the chance to actually fly to Hong Kong and meet the other teams, we still got new connections from a few universities abroad because we've had like a few virtual practice sessions with them, such as the Hokkaido University and also a university from Uzbekistan, which sadly I forgot the name. And
Was it a
unlike the
complicated Uzbekistan name or something like that?
yeah. Actually, I really forgot the name of that university. I only knew it's from
Okay,
Uzbekistan.
well, it's fine. We can cut this part
Okay. So, yeah.
So you would say even though it was held virtually, it was still a very memorable experience for you?
Yes, indeed.
But were there any perhaps shortcomings besides obviously not getting to go to Hong Kong and meet everyone? What other problems did you think you faced during the virtual proceedings or during the entire process, really?
Okay, to be honest, Travis, I'm not gonna lie that my team was actually have to put some extra effort because not only we should substantially prepared, but also we need to ensure that the internet connection is good enough. And the internet is actually our main issue at that time. And maybe if I could share a bit of my experience. Yeah, we all know that the internet connection is something that we cannot predict, and that's the main concern of competing in a virtual mode, actually. And what makes it worse was that we're having a very poor internet connection at the day where the competition was held. But the day before, it's actually totally fine. So, yeah, because of that, we immediately changed the Wi-Fi and we use one of my team member mobile hotspot. Yeah, it's such a sacrifice for the team, yeah. But regardless of that, we're kind of grateful that we're still able to compete in the oral round and achieve the honorable mention award for the respond memorandum. And not only that, we are really appreciate the efforts from the committee in realizing the first ever virtual VC Smooth competition. I guess that's all.
What do you think are the main differences between a conventional moot and your virtual moot? Could you perhaps give us a little bit of comparison between the two experiences?
Well, first and foremost, the virtual moot was held virtually. We're not seeing the judges in face to face, in real. So yeah, there you have to understand the questions from the judges or from the arbitrators right at that time, and because there will be some kind of delay in the videos, so yeah, you need to be ready for that. So yeah, even though there were so many obstacles in doing a virtual moot, but still, it's a very memorable experience and a learning experience for me and my team.
And especially because you got the award in the end, right?
Well, yes,
So
that's
it
actually a
doesn't
bonus,
hurt,
actually.
obviously. Okay, so maybe that's enough about the differences between the moots and your experience. But obviously, we want to talk about also your capacity as a chief coordinator and
Okay.
what is Corin really doing to fix the situation, to handle the situation. Obviously, now we have a lot of problems with, first and foremost, we can't meet each other. We cannot meet our teams directly to coach them. Usually we have study group on campus and now we have to do it all online. Could you share a little bit about that? Like, what are we doing as an organization, as a department in the Moot Court Society to handle these problems?
So as a Corin, we start from the coaching actually. Although we can directly meet the team, meet the Mooties, but now we have a various tight schedules of coaching. Like we have the coach to have a scheduled meeting with the delegate so that the coaches could watch the progress of the team. And also for the Imlam, actually they have decided to quarantine together in close coordination so that they can practice more.
So in the same house, you mean? So
Yes.
what do you mean quarantine together?
Yes, in the same house. They will be quarantined together in the same house. And in comparison, in contrast, the AIMCC delegates that has been formed,
Very recently as
yeah,
well.
very recently, they've decided to still practicing from their own hashtag practice from home. Yeah,
Right.
they will be practicing from 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. with 3 times Zoom session. And the first one is at the beginning of their practice, second will be in the middle, and the last one will be at the end of their practice session.
Right, so intervals between calling and checking in and then helping each other, right?
Yes, indeed.
So obviously we can see that the teams are handling the situation kind of in their own way, and we are adapting to facilitate them. But since we're on the topic of ALSA IMCC, and they are a newly formed team, congratulations to everyone on the team, by the way, if you guys are listening. But let's talk a little bit about the study group and the selection process that they had to go through. Could you tell us a little bit about how we as a department hosted the study group online?
Okay, so for the AIMCC, it is indeed the first ever study group that was held virtually. And for the virtual study group, basically we have the materials prepared and recorded a day before the study group. For example, because the first day topic was about introduction to arbitration and investment, so we have the formers to prepare the PowerPoint for the materials and have them recorded it using the Zoom application. And it should be uploaded to the G Drive the day before the study group, so that the participants will have enough time to learn all the materials given. And then the next day, we conducted a Zoom meeting for like 2 hours to interact with them in a Q&A session to clarify any confusing point regarding the materials given the previous day. And when it comes to
And what kind of
the
materials, if I
yeah.
can cut you off just a little bit,
Okay.
what kind of materials do the former share them in? Are they in like books or videos, or could you share a little bit about that?
It's in the form of videos, actually, with a PowerPoint provided also.
So it's a video, a presentation video
It's, yeah.
shared with actually other materials as well, right? Like we share a lot of
Oh, yeah.
books
We
and
shared a lot of
everything for the
books
study group.
and also cases from last year, I guess, and all the journals regarding investment and arbitration, all the materials for the AIMCC, basically.
Right, so if I can just summarize all of that, in essence, we have the materials pre-recorded in video with presentation. We upload it with all the other materials, and everyone can study beforehand according to their own schedule. And then every night there's a Q&A session for that day's materials, right?
Yes,
And
correct.
then the kids can ask and everything. That
Yes.
sounds pretty great. And actually, after this, we'll be talking to one of the new members of the ALSA AMCC team. We'll be talking with Shidil, Shifadila, and maybe she can give us a little bit more information about how she felt the study group online was. But before
Yes.
we get to that, do you think all of this is going effectively though, Kalista? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people who are a little bit skeptical, who kind of feel like, if all of this wasn't happening, wouldn't it be more effective, like in person? Do you think we are still achieving the same level of efficiency if we were working on campus?
Well, yeah, I understand that many people will questions this kind of procedure doing a study group virtually. Yeah, we understand that it is not conventional, but so far, I guess in my opinion, it's been doing effective. Our tight coaching schedule and also the Mutis, the delegates also show some dedication to the team. They're willing to put an effort. They're willing to work hard and they could progress every day.
I guess that says a lot that the only thing really stopping it is whether or not the person wants to work towards the goal despite of this whole quarantine situation, right? Would you agree
Yes,
with that?
I totally agree with you, Travis.
I think a big thing though is, for me at least, and then during this experience, is I've noticed there are a lot of features that we can take from an online study group, and even after this, we can put it into like the conventional study groups, such as online materials and making videos. I think that'll be very helpful.
Yes.
And we gotta talk about that
Yeah.
later when this is all over.
Okay.
But actually, unfortunately, our pleasant time together must come to an end. And we need to move on to our next interview today. So I will give you the time, as usual. We would like to give our guests the opportunity to say anything they'd like to say to the audience. Do you have anything you want to say to our listeners?
Okay, so for those who wants to participate in a mood competition or even study group, but still feel hesitate due to the corona thingy, I actually only have one note for you guys. Please motivate yourself, because in this corona thingy, our obstacle is not only the COVID-19, but the main issue is fighting against yourself. Set aside your laziness, be more motivated. And I hope after listening to this podcast, you'll know that it is actually a quite challenging yet memorable experience to participate in a MOOC. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kalista, for being with us today. And I'm sorry, I can't take you seriously, kind of ngomong corona thingy. But anyways, guys, thank you once again, Elizabeth Kalista, for being on our show. I'm sure you have a lot of work to do, including my own, and all the ones that I make you do for
Well.
me. And for you listeners, we're gonna go to a quick break, but when we finish, we're going to speak with Miss Shifa Adila, a current 2019 year Mutie. Newly accepted on the ALSA International Moot Court Competition 2020 team from Universitas Padjadjaran. So we'll talk to you guys in a bit. But for now, bye Kalista!
Bye, thank you guys. Oh wait, this is actually starting.
Yes, we are starting now.
Okay.
We are now back from our break. Back to the Essential Mooting Guide, the podcast, as brought to you by the Moot Court Society of Universitas Padjadjaran. And now we are here with Shido. Why don't you introduce yourself, actually?
Hi everyone, I'm Shidil. And I am a JESSAP 2020 former and currently a delegate for ALSA IMCC 2020.
That's actually quite an impressive CV you have, considering what semester are you in now?
I'm in my second semester.
In the second semester, but you're already on your second moot. That is quite impressive, if I might say so. I think only one other person at the Faculty of Law can currently boast the same CV or experience. I think only Fico has the same one.
Oh,
But
really? Oh, wow.
yeah. But
Well,
yeah,
he's
let's not
chairman
toot
now.
Fico's boat. Who knows? Maybe you can be in the future.
Nah.
But that's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there. So Shidil is one of the first 2019 students, if I'm correct. Or are you the first one to
I think I'm the
participate in
first.
the
I'm the
first
first,
one?
yeah.
And the second one is Darian, I think. Am I correct
Yeah.
in saying that? But
Raichu
you
and
are in
then
a special
Darian.
place. Oh, right, Raichu. Sorry, Raichu.
My teammate.
That just goes to show that you are especially qualified to be speaking on our show today. As the youngest participant and the first participant in the International Moot Court Society, quote unquote, right now, what's it feel like to be so ahead of everyone else, so to speak?
I wouldn't say I'm ahead of everyone. Obviously, there are a lot of people who are even better than me. I think it just feels, I'm developing in ways that a little bit faster than people in class of 2019, and all of the efforts and knowledge is just, it's very, I feel very grateful having all of them just by in the first year. It's beneficial.
Official, definitely. You are also in a special position to talk today because today our topic is about COVID-19, coronavirus, and how that's affecting our community. And you, I think, especially are in a special place to talk about that, because not only have you participated on a team that's done a conventional moot,
yeah,
that was the same moot that got cancelled in their international rounds.
In the international
rounds. And yet, despite that, you are still so enthusiastic about being on a new team, and you're already on that new team, and you are now preparing for your second moot, despite the uncertainty that we all are experiencing right now. Do you have anything you want to say about that before we start?
Well, first off, I didn't plan on entering like ALSA IMCC study group, but I've always been interested in arbitration, anything that's like private law. And I read this year's case problem and I was like, oh, and I genuinely wanted to know more about it in the study group. So while the corona condition did matter to me, I wanted to gain more knowledge about this topic that I'm interested in, and that's a good thing itself.
Did you have any particular concerns about going into the study group? Because obviously the study group is different from what you've experienced before. It's online and there's a whole different mechanism. Did you have any concerns about like, oh, I'm being at home, it's going to be hard to study, I'll be lazy? Did you have any concerns like that or otherwise?
No, actually, since it is virtual, you know, my previous study group, which is the more conventional way, I basically didn't even know a lot of legal terms and words and just law in general. But having pre-recorded videos, you know, with a virtual study group makes it a lot easier to pause and look back into every minute of the video when I don't understand according to my own pace.
So I guess that talks a little bit about the differences between the conventional study group and the virtual one as well, right? Are there any other differences that you might point out between the two?
Probably just there are also virtual discussions, which I you know, I enjoy it since a lot of people seem to be more shy when they're face to face in real life. And when they're in virtual discussions, in my experience, it was people went wild on the discussions because no one's watching, you know, and everyone was just giving in their inputs and just giving infos to each other. So it was a really good discussion virtually.
Would you say you have a preference between the two, or do you think that like you like them both? Like if you had to choose between one of them, would you be able to answer?
You know, it's incomparable since the situation I was put in before. I was just a 3-day-old college student which had no idea what a study group was. And I think since I've already started, since I've already joined one study group, this study group became much easier, you know, using my past experiences and also the fact that, you know, the access is much easier. Talking to the formers and the videos, pre-recorded ones. Yeah, this virtual study group is probably a lot better for me.
We'd like to ask you, though, even I am curious. Obviously, we are in quarantine, you're at home, we have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow and how that might affect your future plans, including about the ALSA moot itself. So, did you have any concerns about joining the study group? And if you did, what really helped you to get over those concerns and still participate anyway?
Well, I did. And it's probably the concerns of many as well regarding the coronavirus, that since by joining IMCC, you'll be participating in a competition in a country other than your own. Most people are very concerned about traveling since, you know, there's a probability of getting the virus. But I got over it because I thought just the benefits of, you know, joining moot alone is something that you wouldn't get just by going to law school. And since I am at home, I have a lot of time in my hands. I would like it if I could, you know, fill up more knowledge about arbitration, which is something that I'm very, very interested in.
Do you think, and again, this is a genuine question, do you think that the chief coordinators for IMCC have been helpful, and have we been doing a good job in facilitating you to learn and do all those things that you mentioned before?
Well, yeah, you guys did a good job, and I don't have any problem with it. And keep up the good work, I guess.
Well, that actually means a lot to me. So thank you, really. We do our best, and we do it for you guys. So
aww.
I'm just glad thank to you. Know that you guys... Trust me, guys, she's not getting paid to say this. So we really are happy to see that it's working out good for you and your teammates. How is training so far? It's been about half a week, right?
No, it's been 3 days.
Yeah, that's about half a week. That's almost half a week.
Yeah, okay, that's almost half a week. It's been great. It's been, yeah, this is a great experience, I guess. Nonetheless, whatever happens, it's a great experience once you go into mood. The challenge is always good.
Are there any problems so far with your training? Or because you're training online, right? And you have different sessions and whatever. Obviously, that's different. Is it going well so far? Going okay?
It's going okay. Actually, this virtual whole thingy is not really much of a problem. And we could just, research just as well as the conventional ways we used to do.
So all in all, you don't sound too worried about overcoming COVID-19 despite your agenda, right?
Yeah.
Like you're not going to let COVID-19 stop you from winning something at Alpha IMCC.
Hopefully.
Well, we love to hear it. I'm especially glad to hear it and hear that you guys are working so hard. Obviously, all our help, all our facilities are unable to move when you guys don't want it to move. So I'm very happy to have a new team that's not afraid and so ready to tackle the situation while at the same time staying safe and practicing social distancing. It's really, really great to see. But obviously, we are coming up on 4 o'clock, and that is the time at which you have to train. And
yeah.
We are running out of time. So do you have anything you want to say to the audience? We always give our guests, no matter how young they are, the chance to say something to the audience. Do you have anything you want to say?
Well, just that for moot court, I think moot court gives you the experience, the situations, the knowledge, and the people that will help you develop in ways you wouldn't have gotten just by going to law school. And once you enter a moot court, one day, someday, you'll be grateful that you were once a moot court competitor. Yeah, just people should go to study groups. They will know how it feels like once they enter one.
So you heard it straight from the new student herself, the young Miss Chidil, that you guys should come and join us at our study groups. Be sure to look out for our next one. And thank you, Chidil, for joining us.
Yeah,
today.
Thank you
it
for
means a lot to
yeah,
us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll talk very soon then. But for now, see you later.
Bye.
And as for you listeners, I guess now we'll just cut to the ending.
And that is all the time we have today for our conversation with Elizabeth Calista and Shifa Adila. We hope that our conversation today responded well enough to your questions and concerns about COVID-19's effect on the Moot Court Society's agenda in regards to IMCC. The bottom line here today is that while COVID-19 is in fact a big obstacle to our conventional practices, us coordinators and the rest of the IMCC community have found ways to adapt and stay effective during our time in quarantine. The only real thing stopping you from doing the same and joining our ranks, even while we're social distancing, is a degree of motivation and drive from within yourself. So come on, let's do it together. Stay tuned next week for our upcoming mini-episode, where we will be discussing the basics of contract law and exploring what is a contract. Be sure to follow us on Spotify if you haven't, and we'll see you next week. See you guys soon, and may it please the court.